This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
How humor enhances emotional strength and resilience through positive humanism. Discover how humor boosts emotional resilience and personal flourishing through positive psychology and a secular humanistic worldview. How humor builds emotional strength and resilience. Hey, you know how life throws curveballs at all of us? Stress, disappointment, uncertainty? Well, one of the most underrated superpowers we have for dealing with all that is humor. Seriously, humor isn't just about cracking jokes or laughing at funny memes. It plays a significant role in emotional strength and resilience. I've been reading about this fascinating connection recently, and it really changes the way you see humor's role in everyday life. Think of humor as a kind of emotional gym. When you're able to laugh at yourself or find the lighter side of a tough situation, you're actually training your brain to cope better. There's this whole branch of study called positive psychology that looks at how positive emotions like joy and laughter can help us bounce back from difficulties more quickly. In a way, humor acts like an emotional shield. It helps reduce the impact of stress and opens the door for more flexible problem solving. People who use humor regularly tend to show better resilience, meaning they recover faster from adversity and maintain a more balanced outlook. What's cool is that humor doesn't have to be about anything complex. It can be a silly joke, a funny story, or just finding irony in life's chaos. This ties directly into humanistic values, where the focus is on personal flourishing and building a meaningful life even amid challenges. From a secular worldview perspective, humor also reinforces the notion that life doesn't have to be taken so seriously all the time. Instead of relying on supernatural hope or external consolation, humor becomes a tool of empowerment. It encourages you to engage with the world authentically and with a sense of lightheartedness, which is an essential part of applied humanistic philosophy. This approach nurtures your emotional strength by reminding you that you're in control of your response to whatever life throws your way. One interesting thing is how humor promotes social connection too. When we laugh with others, it creates bonds, reduces loneliness, and fosters empathy. This social aspect of humor cannot be overstated in terms of resilience because having strong connections is a major factor in personal flourishing. It creates a support system that's not just about serious talk, but also about shared joy and relief from daily pressures. So, how can you intentionally bring more humor into your life to boost your emotional strength? Here are a few simple ideas. Find the funny in the mundane. Notice the little absurdities of daily life and give yourself permission to chuckle about them. Keep company with people who make you laugh. Social environments filled with good humor will naturally lift your spirits. Don't be afraid to laugh at yourself. That's a sign of humility and resilience. It shows you can accept your imperfections without being weighed down. Watch or listen to comedy. Sometimes a stand-up special or comedic podcast is exactly what you need to reset emotionally. Humor, in the context of positive humanism, is not just an escape but an active strategy for thriving. It fits within a larger philosophy that values reason, empathy, and personal development without needing to rely on supernatural beliefs. If you want to learn more about how these ideas connect and how a secular worldview can enhance your well-being, I highly recommend checking out the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It's practical, insightful, and rooted in real-world wisdom about personal flourishing, resilience, and emotional strength. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. You can find it all at positivehumanism.com. Trust me, it's refreshing to explore humanistic values that show how humor and positivity truly enhance our lives. So next time life feels heavy and overwhelming, remember that a good laugh can be one of the strongest tools in your emotional toolbox. It's simple, accessible, and genuinely powerful. Keep laughing, and you might just find you're stronger than you thought.